Wanted to discuss the Isser Lo Sasser. So, discussing in the Gemara Brachos Daf Yud Testament Beis, the overall context is when a person sees someone else violating an Isser, or even a person himself is violating an Isser, at what point the tension between his own Kavod Brios, his own dignity, versus an Isser, which one overrides which. And the Gemara told us already before, it came to Klein and other examples, that a person's Kavod HaBrios can be docha in Isser Midirabanan, but his Kavod HaBrios may not be docha in Isser Midiraisa. That was the principle. So the Gemara goes on to bring a Braisa, which is our focus today. The Gemara says, this is a little bit more than halfway down the page, the Gemara says, Toshma, Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shedocha Es Lo Sase Shebetar. So the Gemara says, against everything we've been saying up until now, that Kavod HaBrios is so great, that's even docha Lo Sase Shebetar. And we said, it's not true. Kavod HaBrios is only docha a Isser Midirabanan, but it's not docha an Isser Deraisa. And the Gemara asks, how could that be true? Vamai, Lema ein chachma vein tvun vein etel neged Hashem. When it comes to the Kavod of Hashem, when it comes to an Isser Midiraisa, nothing else matters. We don't care about a person's Kavod HaBrios. So the answer of the Gemara is Targuma Rav Beri Shava Kamid Rav Kana. He answered Bilav Delo Sasser. No, we're not talking about when we say Gadol Kavod HaBrios, that's Doche, a Lo Sase Shebetara. It's not talking about just any Lo Sase Shebetara. It's talking about a particular one, namely Lo Sasser. That's what the Gemara says. Lo Sasser is the only Isser Midiraisa that can be Doche by a Kavod HaBrios. So Gemara says, Achicha Lel. So they start making fun of him. They smile at him in a mocking way. What do you mean? Lav de Lo Sasser is a Deraisa he also. Why is Lo Sasser any different than any other Lo Sase Shiva Torah? To which the Gemara says, Amar Rav Kana Gavir Rabba Amar Milsa. When a great person says something, Lo Tachicha Lel. Don't start laughing. You can't mock a Gavir Rabba. You didn't understand what he means. What is Lo Sasser? Lo Sasser is called Mili Dirabanan Asmechino Al Lav de Lo Sasser. Any Isser Midirabanan is a smachta, it relies on this pasuk. Lo Sasser is the source of all Dinei Dirabanan. So Lo Sasser is not just a regular Isser Midiraisa, it's the power that charges the Chachamim to create any Din Dirabanan. And Umishim Kvodo Sharu Rabanan, and because of one's own Kavod HaBrios, Chachamim permitted them to violate Lo Sasser. So this is the Gemara. So how do you read this Gemara? That's the big question. How is Lo Sasser? Pashas, as it sounds like, initially the Gemara thinks Lo Sasser is a real Isser Midiraisa. And then the Gemara changes and says, no, it's really an Isser Midirabanan. Lo Sasser is an Esmach Deba'ama. Lo Sasser has a different interpretation on a Deraisa level. Chachamim use the words Lo Sasser as a basis for all their rules. But every rule, Lo Sasser itself, is only an Isser Midirabanan. That's the Pashas. That in the end of the day, Lo Sasser is only an Isser Midirabanan. I want to go off now, as we learn, the Rambam and the Ramban and others. I want to return at the end to Shitas Rashi to see what his position is. But again, the question we're going to be dealing with is Lo Sasser and Isser Midiraisa, or is Lo Sasser and Isser Midirabanan? Every Takanas Chachamim, when one violates it, will be an Isser Deraisa, or will be an Isser Midirabanan. So let's take it inside of the Rambam. The Rambam says in Sefer Mitzvos, he has a number of different principles he lays out. When he counts the 613 mitzvahs, he lays out 11 different principles one has to follow, how he decided to keep his mitzvahs. And each of the Rishonim who counted their 613 mitzvahs has a different set of rules. So this is the Rambam's. The very first rule is that he thinks it's so obvious that one does not count a mitzvah midirbanan. It doesn't require any attention. But since he said many people have made the mistake and counted near Chanukah and Mikra Megillah, there's a specific attack actually at the Bahag. The Bahag was one of the Gaonim, the Baal Halachas Gedolos. He counts Mikra Megillah and Ner Chanukah as a mitzvah of the 613. He says, I don't understand why you would ever count that. That's what he's coming from. That the Shita is Bahag. Because clearly Ner Chanukah is the only mitzvah Midirbanan. So he says, how could you possibly say that Ner Chanukah and Mikra Megillah are counted as one of the 613 mitzvahs? So look at the bold. The Rambam writes, how could it be? Shailas HaTalmud, the Gemara asks in Shabbos, Heichan Tzivanu, how do you know you're supposed to say a bracha? The Gemara is talking about saying a bracha on Ner Chanukah and saying a bracha on Mikra Megillah. What's the source? The Torah never commanded us to do this. I understand when it comes to the Tzitzis, it says Asher Kedishanu B'mitzosu V'Tzivanu, that makes sense, the Torah commanded us. I understand by Lulav, because the Torah commanded us. But the Torah never commanded us to light Hanukkah candles and to read Megillah. So how am I able to say Asher Kedushan b'vitos of Tzivanu lahad l'knesh Hanukkah? I wasn't Tzivanu. We weren't commanded. So the Gemara answers there because of Lo Sasser. Because the Pasuk says Lo Sasser is a source that you have to listen to the Chachamim. So therefore, every time I listen to the Chachamim, it also is Tzivanu, because it's an extension of the Pasuk Lo Sasser. So if that's Im Mitam Zeh, says the Rambam, if that's the reason why the Bahag Manu Osam counted those two mitzvahs of Chanukah and Megillah, Hinei Roi Sheimanu Kol Davar Shehu Midirbanan. Why stop there? He should have counted all other mitzvahs Midirbanan. Ki Kol Ma Sheamru Chachamim Laso. So because everything that Chachamim say, V'chol Ma Sheiziru Mimenu, everything that they warn us to do, Kvar Tzavu Moshe Rabbeinu B'Sinai Sheyitshavenu L'Kaima. Moshe already commands us, we have to listen to everything that the Chachamim say. Because when the Torah says Lo Sasser, that means everything they say is included. V'hu amru api ha-Torah ashe yirucha v'al mishpat ashe yomru lecha tase. Everything that they say to you, you have to listen to. V'hi ziru mi'avur b'davar mikol mashe tiknu es gazru. You have to listen to everything that they say. V'amar Lo Sasser min ha-davar ashe yagidu lecha. You can't turn away from anything that they tell you. Okay. So, the Rambam's assumption is, what's the Rambam assuming about Lo Sasser? He assumes that everything is included under Lo Sasser. Everything's included. So you can't distinguish between Ner Chanukah and Purim versus everything else. Versus Netilas Yadayim, versus you name it. Whatever the mitzvah and derban is, it's all included. So that's his assumption. So, if it's really a derbanan, if it's really rather a deraisa, so he says, going on to the next page now, the problem is, ubichlal im nimna kol asay dirbanan. If you were to count every single mitzvah midirbanan, and v'chol lo asay dirbanan, and every lav that Chachamim create, yehezeh ola lalafim rabim. It's going to amount to thousands of mitzvahs. And what's the problem with that? Why can't it be thousands of mitzvahs?
It's only 613.
Right. So the Gemara tells us they're only 613. The only 613 mitzvahs. The Gemara Makos tells us this, and the Medrash tells us there's only 613. So if you count every mitzvah midirbanan, it would be way too much. So the Rambam says that it is, every mitzvah midirbanan is included under the rubric of Lo Sasser. And it is an extension of the Lo Sasser Deraisa, but for technicalities, we're not allowed to count it. I mean, just because Rambam doesn't count the mitzvahs of Ner Chanukah and Purim and Yetzias Yadayim doesn't mean he doesn't think they are deraisa level. They are. But it got to that point through a different way. It got through the avenue of Lo Sasser. Chachamim has an old world of creating their own. And each time I fulfill Ner Chanukah, and each time I do the mitzvah of Purim, I'm getting a deraisa of Lo Sasser. I'm getting a mitzvah, but we just can't count the mitzvah. I mean, there's certain things. Any time there's a machlokas between different minyan hamitzvahs, whether I count it or I don't count it, it doesn't mean it's not deraisa if I don't count it. There are other reasons why you can't count mitzvahs, and there are 11 different principles why he says you can't. So just for example, another one that I'm just thinking on top of my head, what comes to mind, the Pasuk says that before they entered into Eretz Yisrael, it was usur for each of the Shvatim to marry within each other. If you lived in Shevet Binyamin, you came from there, you had to marry a girl from Shevet Binyamin. And if you came from Ephraim, you have to marry a girl from Ephraim. That's an isur the Torah says. Now the Rambam says you can't count that as a mitzvah because one of his rules is that a mitzvah has to be ledoros, has to be forever. If it's only a lefisha, it's only a temporary mitzvah, it's not counted. So in the Midbar, there was an iser not to intermarry. Through shratim, that doesn't exist anymore. You can marry any shevet you want. Now just because it's not counted as a mitzvah doesn't mean back then it wasn't a deraisa. It was still a deraisa. So the Rambam says that every mitzvah midirbanan is a deraisa under Lo Sasser, but we just don't count it. The only way we count the mitzvah is if the Torah is explicit to the mitzvah. Like lulav and like shofar, those are explicit. The takanas chachamim are not explicit in the Torah, that's why we don't count it, but it doesn't mean it's not a kiyum of a deraisa. That's the Rambam shita. So again, every mitzvah midrabanan is a kiyum deraisa. That's the shita of the Rambam.
What's the point of counting? What do you gain out of that, having a random number of 613?
It's a deeper understanding in Pnimius that the 613 mitzvahs correspond to the different limbs and the different parts of the body. It's a deeper understanding. In Pshat, why 613? I'm not sure why that was chosen.
No, I'm
but yeah.
Why 613? What's the what's the point of counting? Just to have all these nice drushes of limbs?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a good question. I'm not sure what the need for that was, to count them per se. It's a good question. I don't know.
Well, you're not only counting them, you're differentiating them. What's the difference? It's not that we thought it was maybe the Rabbanim and the Raisa. So now you're saying it's not the Rabbanim and the Raisa. That's not the differentiation. It's something else. Right? Is that what we used to think?
Yeah, again, it's a good question. I'm not sure what the purpose, why the Yerushalayim spent so much time counting the mitzvahs. It's a very good question. I don't know. But they did. And they wanted to figure out what the Gemara meant, when the Medrash meant, when they counted 613. Well, let's go find the 613. There must be some meaning to it. I don't know what that meaning is. But there's a need for this. I don't know.
We did have the theory, though, that it was the Rabbanim and the Raisa. That's really bogus.
What do you mean by that?
Is this such a concept that the 613 is the Raisa and all these others are the Rabbanim? Or is this irrefutable proof that that's not so?
I'm not sure what you're trying to say.
I was always under the impression that the 613 were maybe the Raisa, and then all these other ones from the rabbis were the Rabbanim, because there are more things.
That's our discussion now. That's our very discussion.
So I'm saying, is this irrefutable evidence, or is this...
No, we're going back and forth. You have to go through the Rambam and the Ramban. So again, the Rambam says that Lo Sasser is a deraisa, and all the Chachamim, the Tekaras Chachamim, are an extension of Lo Sasser, and it would be an Issa deraisa not to listen to them, but it's not counted as a mitzvah. Good question. I don't think he counts that as a separate one. I'm not sure.
Right.
Correct. So again, it's very possible. I don't remember whether if he counts it or not. I don't know. I don't know if he counts it. It's a good question. We probably have to look into that. I don't know.
What's the translation? I don't know if he counts it.
Don't turn away from the Chachamim. Always listen to what they say. Now, just as a side point here, let's understand the Shita of the Bahag for a second. The Shita of the Bahag counts Purim and he counts Halakas Chanukah as two different mitzvahs. Why does he include those two Derabanan and he doesn't include all the other ones, Netilas Yadayim? So the Megillah is a very easy one to understand because Mikra Megillah is one of the Sifrei Tanakh. Now, though it's not in the Torah, the Gemara Megillah does describe how writing Megillah's Esther was hinted at in the Torah, and it's part of the Tanakh, so therefore it has a higher level. It's what's called Divrei Kabbalah. It's much easier to justify why Mikra Megillah would be part of the 613. It's almost like a deraisa. Now, Ner Chanukah is harder to justify why he would include Ner Chanukah as the only mitzvah midrabanan and nothing else. So, just one suggestion is that there's a big discussion in the Rishonim, the Gemaras and Shabbos, when they talk about Chanukah. How much is Ner Chanukah a celebration of the Nes that happened during the Chashmonaim, where Ner Chanukah is actually an extension of the menorah that was in the Beis HaMikdash. So there's a discussion in the Rambam and the Ravid about the nusach of the bracha, what to say for Ner Chanukah. The Rambam has all these rules of lahalik Ner Chanukah, or should it be al halakas Ner Chanukah? That's a debate that we find in the Gemara Pesachim, Daf Zayin. Every mitzvah, is it al natish lulav? Is it litol lulav? Al tzitzis? Is it lahaniach al? Or is it al versus li? And in that discussion, the Ravid says that since Ner Chanukah is modeled after the Neros of the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash they would say a bracha every time they lit menorah, the Kohen would say, Lahalik Ner Shel Menorah, whatever the Nusach is, so they were able to model the bracha of Chanukah after the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So Chanukah is really an extension of the Beis HaMikdash, and there are other proofs for this extension as well. So maybe the Bahag comes from that same camp, where Ner Chanukah is, again, an extension of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, giving it greater credence in being a deraisa, as opposed to others who think that Ner Chanukah is simply a midrabanan. Just a suggestion, it's part of a different, entirely different sugya, but I just want to throw it out there as maybe where the Bahag cuts off his derabanans. Bahag came before the Rambam. The Rambam is attacking the Bahag here. This first shahar, she's attacking the Bahag for counting Ner Chanukah and Megillah. So,
What do you do with that whole thing with Aaron at the end of this parsha? He, you know, the Nesiim, and it says he'll be doing it for all time. You would just say, "Oh, that's just that's a nice drusha."
That's the same idea. That's a support, because that idea shows already it was connected very much to the menorah.
Right.
That supports this idea that it is connected to the menorah.
To that?
He doesn't hold to that medrash. He doesn't take the medrash. It's not meant to be taken as literal as the medrash presents itself. It's a larger discussion. Either way, from the Rambam, Lo Sasser, the Isser Deraisa L'Sasser includes all the Rabbanans, and it would be a Kim Deraisa. Now the Ramban attacks the Rambam. Ramban says, if you look at number two now, Ramban says as follows. Now the Ramban is one of the hardest Rishonim to understand the way he wrote. It's hard for us to fully understand him in all his different writings. The hardest piece of the Ramban has is the Mechamos, Mechamos Hashem, at the end of the Gemaras, in the Rif, the Mechamos Hashem, where he has these arguments back with the Baal Hamor. The Ramban is very, very cryptic, hard to understand. Rav Soloveitchik spent many, many shirim explaining every line of the Ramban because it's so cryptic. Many have a hard time understanding the Ramban. So here, as well, it's not as hard as what we find in the Mechamos Hashem, but still, it's a little bit cryptic, and we have to understand where the Ramban is coming from. So the Ramban writes, if you look at the bold, Kinei Ladaito, according to the Rambam Shita, that he thinks Lo Sasser includes all mitzvahs midrabanan, b'mechuber, so hamishamish b'mechuber, someone who is using a tree, something connected to the ground on Shabbos, could go in Shinismach al Ha'ilon, he's leaning on a tree, or let's say there's a swing that's connected to a branch, he's swinging on a branch or a hammock. Oh, shemitaltil hamachat machmas mechama letzel b'Shabbos, or a guy moves a needle from the shade, rather from the sun to the shade, to protect it, and that's an iser mukza. A mukza, an object, I'm only allowed to move if I need it, or if I need the space, but to move something for the purpose of, to protect the object, that's an iser mukza. Again, another discussion. Oh, sh'amr l'goy, I tell a goy, v'asa, and do something for me on Shabbos, amir l'akum, v'afilu hifsia psia gasa, or even if I I take big steps on Shabbos. The Gemara tells us you can't walk quickly on Shabbos. So even that, I'm over an asay each time. Because each mitzvah chachamim is really an iser of lo sasa, which is a deraisa. Valo sasa min haTorah, I'm violating. V'roi hu lulakos malkos arbaim, which means the klal is any lav in the Torah, I get malkos for. So if I'm violating a muksa, I'm violating any mitzvah midrabanan, I should get malkos. That's according to the Rambam.
The last say
He thinks he's referring to exactly. Kol sheyigidu l'cha, that other pasuk of the Gemara in Sukkah quotes. Anything they tell you to do, you have to positively listen to, and lo sasser, and don't ignore them. So that's yaseh lo sasseh. So, but there's a lo sasseh here of lo sasser. So why don't you get malchus for this? Every time you don't listen to the chachamim, it's a malchus. That's what he's bothered by. And he does make reference to the Rambam, how the Rambam does kind of deal with this, which he's not so happy with. And then further in the bold, he writes, V'roi l'fi dahadas hazu l'hachmir mod. B'divrei sofrim. What it means also is, if really a din derabanan is a din deraisa, you should be machmir. Shekulam torahim. Because now every din derabanan is really a din deraisa. Ein b'neim shum hefresh. There is no distinction between derabanans and deraisas at this point. Vein b'Torah davar chamer yosim and ashvus, and within the Torah there's nothing greater than ashvus. L'divrehem, and then go one more line down now. Rabboseinu b'chal talmud omrim hafech mizeh. We find throughout Shas that they say the opposite. Sharei heim danim kol divrei so from l'hakel. What's the klal safek deraisa l'hachmir? Safek derbanan l'hakel. So clearly there is a difference between deraisas and derbanans. And according to the Rambam, who he thinks that every din derabanan is a deraisa, there should not be any distinction. That's the question of the Ramban. So now I ask you, so what's the Ramban's understanding? How does he understand lo sasser? He thinks lo sasser is an esmach de ba'alma. Lo sasser doesn't really mean that you have to listen to everything that the chachamim say. Lo sasser means listen to the Torah, whatever the context is. And the Gemara talks about different drushes of lo sasser. Lo sasser is simply an esmachta that the chachamim found. We know there's a mesorah that the Torah passed down, Torah Shabbat Peh, that the chachamim Bezdin has the right to create mitzvah midrabanan. And that's a mitzvah midrabanan. That's takanas that they do. There is no pasuk that tells us this.
So the Torah Shabbat Peh, without any connection to the Torah Shavuot Chsav, is where the Chachamim get all their authority.
Exactly. The source of their authority is the Torah Shavuot Peh, the Mishalach Moshe Sinai, the Chachamim have the ability to create whatever they need is necessary, but that's not based on a pasuk.
I don't know why the Rambam might not let, you know, is trying to avoid saying that.
Well, from the Gemara, this very Gemara here is that's that tension here. Because the Gemara first says that lo sasser is a deraisa. It shouldn't be any different than any other lo sase. But then the Gemara ends up finishing off, and this is I think where the Ramban's getting it from. Ramban says, no, lo sasser is different because it says, kol mile dirabanan asmichinhu alav de lo sasser. Asmichinhu, they relied on it. It lashon even asmachta. Lo sasser is not really the source. It's not really the pasuk that gives them the power. It's Torah Shebaal Peh. It's the halacha Moshe Mesinai. And this is an esmach de ba'alma, which is where the Ramban is coming from. Lo sasser is not meant to be taken as a source of a deraisa source. And every time that we violate a mitzvah midrabanan, it's only violating a mitzvah midrabanan. It's not violating a mitzvah deraisa. And that's why there's so many distinctions. So the question becomes then, what's Lo Sasser teaching us then? What's the drasha Lo Sasser? If it's not telling me anything about the Chachamim's power, what is it telling us? So I didn't get a chance to look it up. Okay. I think they explain, yeah?
I think that Lo Sasser in the context is by Zaki Mamre.
It's true, right. You're right. Yeah, so in Parsha Shoftim, where it talks about Zaki Mamre, which Zaki Mamre is a case where there's one individual, one dayan of Sanhedrin. And they have a whole vote, and they decide whatever the case is, this to do X. And he says, you guys are all wrong. And he fights with them, and he fights, and he goes from step to step. He's not giving up. You guys are all wrong. He's going against every single thing that the Chachamim say of the Sanhedrin. And finally, he doesn't listen to them, and he goes home, and he paskins against everybody else, according to what he said. Even if he's right, he's wrong. Because the way it works is Torah lo b'shamayim hi, it's not in Shemaim, and we have the power to make decisions. So lo sasser, as there's nothing completely right, the pashas is that even if you think you're right, and even if you might be right, if everyone else has something different, you can't go against the rest of Sanhedrin. So that's the pashup pshat of what's referring to. And lo sasser, therefore, is not available as a source for giving the Chachamim power. And that's what the Ramban, the simple understanding of the Ramban is, that lo sasser is not to teach me the power of the Chachamim. And therefore, every time you violate a din chachamim, it's only a violation of a mitzvah midirabanim. That's the first way to understand the Ramban. That lo sasser is only mitzvah midirabanim. But there's another way, and that's the shita of Rabbi Chaim. We'll get to in a second. I'll just say it outside for a second. Ramban agrees that lo sasser does empower the chachamim. He does. And every time I listen, if I don't listen to the chachamim, I'm violating a deraisa. And every time I do listen to the chachamim, I'm getting a deraisa. So that's the case. What exactly, what's the Nekudas Machlokas? What are they arguing about? So that we'll get to in a second. We'll get to Rav Chanan Wasserman, who quotes the Rav Chaim later on. So, but these are the two ways to understand the Ramban, though. Either Ramban, again, says it's completely Midrabanan, or it's some type of hybrid where it's a Deraisa, but not fully like the Ramban. So let's look first at the Sfas Emes for his approach. The Sfas Emes assumes that the Ramban thinks it's a Lo Sasser, is not a real source, it's an Asmach Dabamah. So you look at number 4 in this Sfas Emes. Number 3, the Gemara in Sukkah was talking about. The Gemara asked this very question: how do you know that you're supposed to say a bracha on Ner Chanukah? Ner Chanukah is only a mitzvah midirbanim, and the Gemara gives two different sources. One source is because lo sasser, and the other pasuk is shalvicha v'yagercha. Anything your father tells you have to listen to. Two different sources telling the same concept that you have to listen to the chacham. So the Sfas Emes writes in number 4, you just go, he explains about the Pesukim a little bit. If you just go now to the last three lines of the Sfas Emes, this is number 4. Sfas Emes writes halfway down the line, V'ha dechad amar mi lo sasser, that which one holds lo sasser is the source. V'chad amar mishal avicha is the source. Efshir depligi ladina. I lav de lo sasser shayach nami b'takanas chachamim. Do we say that lo sasser is the source for all takanas chachamim? Kevin deikar parsha zaki mamre, like Ezra said, kai al perish din minatara below al takana v'siyad. I mean, this machlok is what source to use. They're arguing is lo sasser only meant to say to the zaki mamre you're supposed to listen to the other dayanim, or is it even talking about including other takanas chachamim? Or no, it's specific to zaki mamre. This very question of the Rambam versus the Ramban, is lo sasser, including chachamim, is the machlokas amarayim. So he says, nechleku, kvar nechleku bazeha Rambam Ramban b'sefer mitzvos. So this very machlokas he just presented is already argued about, but not really already, but is also argued by the Rishonim of the Rambam Ramban, v'yeh shlomar da'amarayi to hacha pligi bazeh. Meaning he's saying this machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban is already machlokas amarayim. The Rambam holds that lo sasser, which includes the chachamim, the kainos chachamim, is an iser midiraisa. And the Ramban thinks that no, lo sasser does not include takanas chachamim. That machlokas is what's going on here. The one opinion who thinks that lo sasser is the reason why you say asher tzivanu for Ner Chanukah, because lo sasser includes all mitzvahs midrabanan, even Ner Chanukah, like the Rambam. The one who uses the other pasuk shalvicha yagedcha, who doesn't use lo sasser, holds like the Ramban that says that no, lo sasser does not include mitzvahs midrabanan. Chachamim, takanas chachamim do not fall under the rubric of lo sasser. So according to this understanding of the Sfas Emes, turns out that lo sasser does not include any mitzvahs midrabanan. When I violate a mitzvah midrabanan, I am not violating a deraisa at all. It's only a mitzvah midrabanan that I'm violating. That's the shita that's a Ramban according to Sfas Emes. Yeah, we're good? Okay. But then comes along Rav Chanan Wasserman in the Kovet Shirim, and he says differently. He quotes Rav Chaim Halevi, Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, that is, be brisk, that the Ramban really holds, also lo sasser, is the source that empowers the Chachamim to make rules. So now if the Rambam holds it's the source, and the Ramban holds it's the source, what exactly is the Machlokas? What are they arguing about? So if you look inside, number 5, the Rav Chanan writes as follows. Shemati, Mimori Rabbi, Hagon, Rav Chaim, Levi Zetzal, Mibrisk, the Farish Das Ramban, he wants to explain the Ramban, Haniska Lael, that he already mentioned. This is in the Kovet Shirim. Rav Chanan Wasserman has two different. It's Chelik Aleph and Chelik Beis of Kovet Shirim, and most of it's broken up by different masechtas. But he has a section in the Chelik Beis of Divrei Sofrim, where he talks about these concepts of deraisas versus derabanans. And in Os Laman Beis, this is where he has this discussion of he's honing in on this machlokas of the Rambam Ramban. So he says, "Dinihi the top line, Dinihi nami shinitzavenu b'sinai l'shmo l'divrei chachamim." Already from Har Sinai, we're told we have to listen to the words of the Chachamim. V'ha over al divrayam, someone who violates the words over al hatzivo hezeh, you violate the iser of lo sasser. Aval ein baze iser mitzad atzman, there's no iser from itself. We'll explain what that means in a second. Ulu dugma, for an example, shvus de divrayam ein behen midiraisa iser Shabbos klal. If a person violates a muks on Shabbos, or he violates shvus, that you're not allowed to ride animals on Shabbos. You can't ride a horse on Shabbos. Or you can't go swimming in a river on Shabbos. So these are shvusim. You're not violating an Isser Shabbos. Even though shvus and muksa is hilcha Shabbos, you're not violating Shabbos. V'chein shnios l'arayos. Also, if a person violates their an erva that was not a deraisa ordained, but it was extended by the chachamim, midiraisa ain on Isser bia ela sheish tzivoy klali midiraisa. There's no unique mitzvah, no iser. It's rather a iser klali midiraisa shelo lavor al divrayim. Uludugma b'melach she'asur lahamros esapif. What do I mean? There's a chakir that's out there. I'll try to give some examples as they come to my mind. That there's certain isurim which are lav klali and lav prati. What does that mean? So lifnei iver is a great example. Lifnei iver. If I let's say you're nazir, and I place wine in front of you and try to entice you to drink wine, that's what the Gemara says in Isser, the rise of Lifnei Iver. So now, when I'm doing that Isser Lifnei Iver, am I violating the Isser of Lifnei Iver, this generic Isser Lifnei Iver, which can be applied to every single Isser? Or when I'm doing Lifnei Iver for this Nazir, it's Ki'ilu, I'm violating an Isser Nazir. As if I, myself, am drinking wine as a Nazir, even though I'm not really a Nazir, I'm not really drinking wine, the Lifnei Iver takes on the context. So it's an Isser of Nazir. Or if let's say it's Yom Kippur, and I place food in front of you to entice you, and that would be Lifnei Iver, is it an Isser Klali of Lifnei Iver I'm violating? Or now it's an Isser Yom Kippur I'm violating now, because it takes on that context. So that idea is what the Rav Chaim is saying is going on here as well by Lo Sasser. According to the Ramban, Lo Sasser, if I the Chacham make a rule in Hilchos Shabbos, I'm not violating Hilchos Shabbos. I'm violating Lo Sasser. If I make a rule in Hilchos Nida, a rule in Hilchos Arayos, a rule in Hilchos Bas Bechalov, I'm not violating Bas Bechalov and Nida, I'm violating Lo Sasser. This Isser Klali. That's the Ramban's understanding. However, the Rambam says, if you go continue in Reb Chaim, the Rambam writes, what?
What's that dogma of Melech Shasolimus is fit with? That's a derisa in the Rabbanan?
I'm not sure what that the case is referring to. It seems like you're arguing on the melech, but I'm not sure exactly which example he's referring to. I don't know. The Rambam writes, Svirle, he understands the Rambam holding the Yesh al kol davar shal divrayim Yisurei miyuchad. No, it's not a lav klali, lo sasser. Whatever context lo sasser appears in, it becomes a unique iser. Meaning, kigon iser arusasa bebeis chamav hu midraisim yisurei biya. The iser of an engaged woman to stay in her father-in-law's house. So that becomes, the chamav say you can't allow an arusa before they're married, but they're engaged, they can't be in the same house as her kala. The chasan and kala can't be together. Because there's a chashash, there might be iser, they might be have beer with each other. So the very iser of being in the same house together, although there's no bia taking place, that becomes an iser bia. We high time in my boatkin, okay, side point. V'chein isrei dirbanan sheba gimel dvarim hachamurim. The three big averas, gilei raos, shvichas damin, and avodah zara, any dirbanan extensions of those, havein mabizrayhu. Those are viewed as extensions. So let's say when it comes to avodah zara. The Gemara of Avodah Zarah says, if let's say they have a water fountain, and the water fountain is coming out of a statue, and you go ahead and you take a drink of the water fountain, it looks like you're kissing the Avodah Zarah. It looks like you're kissing the idol. So that the Chacham say, you're not allowed to bend down, you can't drink from that water fountain. That's an Issur Midrabanan. But since it's an Issur Midrabanan out of a concern of a Avodah Zarah, it becomes an Issur of Avodah Zarah. Not an Issur of Lo Sasser, a specific Issur of Avodah Zarah. And when they created muksa, and you violate muksa, it's not an isser of lo sasser, it's an isser of Shabbos.
Are you ever over lo sasser? That's just used as an
example. Exactly. Lo sasser is the mechanism that gives us the power, or the tells us to listen to the chachamim, but the violation is an isser of Shabbos, not a violation of lo sasser.
No, there's never isser of lo sasser.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's a great point. That's exactly the point. Lo sasser does not become an isser in its own right. It tells you that the muksa attaches to Shabbos.
Even though lo sasser is a deraisa.
Exactly. Exactly. So then he goes on to say further, Vizehu Tam, the last few lines of this piece, Vizehu Tam Pluk Sason, and this is the very basis for the Machlokas Rambam, Ramban, Imnas Zaki Mamri bi Isuri Chametz, Dirabanam. So let's say Zaki Mamri is arguing that there are certain halachas that Chametz is only, Chametz of course is an Isur Midraisa, but the Chachamim extended certain Isuri Midrabanam. So let's say, for example, Erev Pesach, they said you have to stop eating even earlier when then the Torah tells you. So that's, if I were to eat chametz at that earlier zman, that'd only be a violation of an isur midrabanan. So there's a machlokas. The Zakei Mamre is arguing with the rest of the Sanhedrin about an isur chametz midrabanan. So according to the Rambam, that can make him into a Zakei Mamre. Now one of the principles are, a Zakei Mamre can only become a Zakei Mamre if he's arguing on an isur midraisa, not on an isur midrabanan. So he explains, according to the Rambam, it's an isur chametz. The chametz have a davar sheish bo karis imhu chametz deraisa. However, the Ramban says ein ze iser chametz klal v'ino shayach lehikaris sheish iser chametz. The Ramban holds that every lo sasser is a generic iser lo sasser. It doesn't attach itself to chametz. Now, even this particular application of the derabanan is in the context of a iser chametz. It's not viewed as an extension of iser chametz. It's a lo sasser iser, and therefore, if the Zakei Mamre were to have a fight with the rest of Sanhedrin about Isser Chametz Midrabanan, it wouldn't qualify as a Zaki Mamre. So at the end of the day, let's just review this one more time, what the Reb Chaim says. He holds that the Rambam, he explains that the Rambam thinks each Midrabanan that's created by the Chachamim is because of Lo Sasser. It's a Deraisa concept. But each mitzvah now becomes a unique mitzvah, a separate mitzvah. So Muksa becomes a mitzvah in Shabbos. And, drinking from the water fountain becomes an Isser of Avodah Zarah. Each one becomes unique to that mitzvah. And that's the reason why we're going, where's this coming from? That's why the Rambam says, you can't count every single Lo Sasser, because each Lo Sasser mitzvah becomes its own mitzvah now. Muksa now becomes another mitzvah of Shabbos. And this one becomes a mitzvah of Avodah Zarah, a mitzvah of Nida, a mitzvah of Bas V'Chalav. Each becomes a unique mitzvah. It's a Lav Prati. The Rambam says, what are you talking about? It's not a kasha at all. I agree to you, says Reb Chaim, Ramban's understanding. I agree that Lo Sasser is a deraisa concept. Lo Sasser is the source that empowers the Chachamim to create the halachas. But Lo Sasser doesn't create small mitzvahs. Lo Sasser is this generic iser. There's no mitzvah of Nechanukah, there's mitzvah of Muksa Shabbos, and mitzvah. No, there's just a general Lo Sasser, which doesn't turn into a Cheftah Shel mitzvah.
When he couldn't count it before, there's nothing extra to count. Meaning, isn't Lo Sasser of, instead of a Avodah Zarah, just a Avodah Zarah, so it's no extra. It's not that there's thousands, it's just 613.
No, so I think for the Rambam, it becomes an extra mitzvah that's part of Avodah Zarah. An extra mitzvah.
Oh, is, okay.
Yeah. But the Ramban says there's no extra mitzvahs. It's Lo Sasha is the Isser. Every time I don't listen to, if I don't listen to Muksa, I don't listen to this Avodah Zarah Din, I don't listen to this Basar B'chalav Din. It's all one Isser of Lo Sasha. You're not creating small mitzvahs here. The Rambam understands Lo Sasha, no, creates independent mitzvahs. So, yeah.
So that explains that there is a difference between Rambam and Ramban, but how does that jive with what the Ramban says? That there's all these different, I mean, that there's all these differences between between the level of the Isuri Derabanan. I mean, it's the Ramban goes at great length to explain a lot of different examples of how Derabanans are treated differently. And if the only difference is that it's klali, not prati, then why should we be so mekil with the Derabanans?
Right.
How does that jive in the, how does that jive in the actual lashon of the Ramban?
Right. So I think that's a great, great point. We have to say is even everyone agrees the Rambam also you have to still explain for the Rambam even for the Rambam now who holds it's a prati he still has to ask that question as well if he holds that there's a prati for each law that's been created so
why
where
they,
he
why they more make it? Right. Right well the Ramban asked the question of the Rambam
right
so that's that so, just remains but what
so I'm saying
how,
the Rambam,
how do you explain the Ramban as that he really means it's a he really means it's a daraisa. It's
right.
Just klali not prati.
Right.
So why?
No, so I'm just saying the question for the Ramban himself. That same question we have to explain how the Rambam's going to answer it as well.
Himself.
Right.
So kash on himself.
Exactly.
Obviously the Ramban doesn't hold it to kash on
right.
himself. So
right.
means that the
no, but Bagi
pshat is difficult
right.
than the Ramban.
So I'm saying you have to answer the question for the Rambam either. Either way, the answer right. is as follows: that even if you say lo sasser, it's an iser prati, or even if it's an iser klali, so it's more deraisa. It's not a full deraisa. Everyone will agree. The Chum are the ones who create. They create the mitzvahs. So it's not a full 100% deraisa. As opposed to every other mitzvah is explicit in the Torah. Tefillin is explicit. Shofar is explicit. Lulav is explicit. So those are explicit. So no matter how you hold of Lo Sasser, there's always going to drop. It's going to drop a little bit. It's going to drop down a rung or two. So the Rambam, it only drops down one rung. It goes to... It's not explicit, even though each one becomes a deraisa mitzvah, it's still not sourced explicitly in the Torah, and that might explain why there's differences between Safek deraisa l'chumra, Safek deraisa l'kula. The Ramban, it drops down two rungs, let's say. No, it's an Isser Klali. We don't acknowledge them as independent mitzvahs, it's an Isser Klali, which, although it might be deraisa, it's still not explicit in the Torah, and because it's not explicit in the Torah, would be why the Ramban also would acknowledge the differences, I think. So it's a hybrid.
I hear it. The Rambam, you still need, let's say it says you should shecht, like I told you. And it doesn't say any pratim. All the pratim are really the Rabbanan.
No, but that's a different point, because the concept of the Shechita, that Shechita was a concept that the Raisa talks about,
right,
the passing the Torah.
But all, right, but I'm saying, but listen, we'll show for anything that it says in the Torah in order to explain.
No, but those are details of a mitzvah. We're talking about a mitzvah that doesn't, Ner Hanukkah doesn't exist. There's no mitzvah to talk about. Mikra Megillah doesn't exist. They created that concept. Shechita is a mitzvah that exists, but we need to just fill in the details.
Also, that's,
those details are not the Rambam. Every part of the Raisa has a certain
Rambam. That's fine. But we're talking about where they created things out of nowhere.
Right. What's the difference? I think, as Binyam was saying, it talks about 613 mitzvahs, and then it says there's like seven mitzvahs to Rambam. Make it 620. So obviously, the Rambam also have different levels. To them.
The
seven mitzvahs of the Rabbanim make it 620, I think, like Rus is 620.
Yeah, they may, actually, yeah. But it's not part of the count, though. It's not part of the 613. They talk about these seven mitzvahs of the Rabbanim, but I'm not sure what the significance of that is. So either way, so you had another question on that point? About,
I understand the difference of how, how the dropping one rung versus two rungs. It just seems fair to explain the Ramban that way, that he's talking about deraisa. If you read it, it just doesn't sound like that.
I agree. The pashas is, and most Achorim understand the Ramban as he thinks Lo Sasser is not really a source, it's simply an esmacht. I agree. It's a big chiddush of Reb Chaim. Most Achorim quote it as he thinks it's derabanan. I agree. So right now we have three different shitas. Yeah.
Sorry, I just a really basic question. The Ramban, according to the Chachamim say, or Brisker Rebbe saying that Ramban, just what according to the Ramban are you violating if you're being over earnest at the Rabbanon?
So if you understand like the Sfas Emes, which I think is a Pashtus, you are just not listening to Chachamim. Whatever gives the Chachamim that power, it could be just, we have a halacha Moshe Sinai that you have to listen to the rabbis. You're violating a mitzvah midrabanan, which is a concept. But you're not violating a deraisa each time. Uh-huh. That's, but if you understand, like Rav Chaim thinks that there's lo sasser, is actually, there's generic issa lo sasser, so each time I violate a derabanan, I'm violating the issa deraisa of lo sasser. Whether it's muksa, whether it's a vodah zar, whatever context it is, it's lo sasser.
Do with the context at all.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. So now let's review the three shitas, and I want to bring your attention to Rashi, which I think might be a fourth shita. So we either hold that lo sasser is derbanan, it's really an esmach tabalma. That's the basic approach of the Ramban. Or you hold lo sasser is a generic isser, of any time you violate an isser, it's a generic isser of lo sasser. Or you think that lo sasser is a deraisa where it creates an isser prati, each time I violate that particular mitzvah in that context, it becomes a unique mitzvah, that's shitas Rambam. Let's look at Rashi now on the Gemara, and then this will be the last piece, and we'll stop here. Rashi, New Testament Beis, Kol Milei Dirabanan. Rashi says, V'hachi Kamar Lehu. This is halfway down the page in New Testament Beis, Dibra Maschil, Kol Milei Dirabanan. He says, V'hachi Kamar Lehu. This is what the Gemara says. Davar Shehu Midirei Sofrim Nidcha Mipnei Kavad Abrios. This is a klal that the principle the Gemara has been going through. Something that's only midrabanan is going to be pushed aside because of kavod abrios. The karile lo sase, we call it lo sase, mishum tichsev lo saser. Ah, the kakashi lechu deraisahu. Ah, but isn't lo saser also deraisa? Rabbanan achlu likrayu, the chamin were mochil on their yikari, on their own kavod, lavor al divrayim. To violate divrayim, Heichadika kavod abrios, when there was kavod abrios. And he goes on to give some examples of this. So it sounds like from Rashi, he says, isn't it deraisa? Chacham or mochel. So unclear what Rashi is doing here. He says it's deraisa. He acknowledges that lo sasa is a deraisa, but Chacham had the right to be mochel on that deraisa. So it doesn't sound to me like he's really fitting into any of these categories that we've already addressed, unless you think he is.
Well, you're not saying you're mochel on the deraisa. Saying that they never built in that situation into their takanah to begin with.
Exactly. So what I think it's saying here is as follows, that there's a concept the Gemara in Chagiga says, when it comes to the Melacha, Melacha and Chol HaMoed. Melacha Chol HaMoed is a concept that's a deraisa, but it's Masa Kasa L'Chachamim. The Torah, there's certain examples that the Torah, there's a deraisa concept, but the Torah, rather the Chachamim, were given the rights how to apply that concept. So Chol HaMoed, the Chachamim, when a person violates Chol HaMoed, it's a Issa Deraisa, but Chachamim set up the rules. The rules are not laid out by the Torah. They said that you're not allowed to do work in Chol HaMoed, but if it's for Davar HaAvid, you're allowed to. And if it's for Tzara Chol HaMoed, it's permitted to. So they created it. We have a number of examples like this. That Ran says when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, there are five Inuyim that are also in Yom Kippur. So the Ran writes, machlokas, everyone agrees eating and drinking on Yom Kippur is a deraisa, certainly. There's a machlokas whether all the other ones, Nilsa Sandal, and Rechitza, and Sikh, and Tashri Shemitah, are those also midiraisa, or are those only midirbanan? So Ran writes, those are really deraisas, the other ones as well, but the Torah gave the parat to Chachamim how to decide where to apply it. So here too also, I think what Rashi says as follows. Rashi thinks that Lo Sasser is a deraisa concept, like the Rambam says. But he said that they had the right to decide how and when to apply these different dinim. Meaning when they created muksa, and when they created shvus, whatever else we're referring to here, they built into that, it's permitted in these circumstances. When it comes to kavod abrios, that was part of the creation that they made. So, as opposed to the, you know, this might explain the Rambam as well. I mean, when the Rambam says that lo sasser are really deraisa, he holds it, it's a deraisa. Every time you violate a chachamim, it's really violating deraisa. So he has to ask the same question. So it's really deraisa. So then how come the Gemara says that for lo sasser you could violate, for kavod abrios, I could violate lo sasser? And the answer ends up being, because when the chachamim created that mitzvah, although that mitzvah might be lo sasser, might be deraisa, they built in the heterim that we're going to push it to the side if it's about covered abrios. So that's what comes out from Rashi.
Or if it's a suffix,
all the different terms that we have exactly, it's the same. That would answer the question as well of the Ramban. How could it be that if it's really deraisa, so suffix deraisa l'chumra? So the answer would be very good. The Rashi explains as follows: the lo saser, which empowers the chachamim to make mitzvahs, that gives them the right to talk about the different details of them. And part of the details that they built in was, when it's a suffix, they said, even though it's a deraisa, they said a suffix deraisa that we created is going to be l'kula. And when it comes to covered abrios, even though it's a deraisa concept, we said let's push away the side for own kavod because of deraisa. So it seems to me, it's similar to the Rambam, but what the Gemara says, it's that ba'kasav mashal chachamim, where deraisa concept was handed over to the chachamim and they're able to apply however they please. So in the end of the day, it's a complex sugya. There's this tension between deraisa and derabanan, and how far to deraisa and how far to the derabanan it's going to go. And we saw three, maybe four different shittas. Okay, let's stop here now. Next week, I'd like to, if you have a chance, I would just try to go quickly through the Gemara and Daf Chaf, the quick limud. But I'd like to start in the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Amud Aleph, and there's a bunch of fascinating sugyas from Chaf Amud Beis about tefillah and tefillin and birkas hamazon. So I think next week I'd like to do maybe tefillah on the top of Chaf Amud Beis. Okay, shkoyach, everyone.
Even the concept of losing, like,